The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
From what I understand, the most the Packers were offering were a 4, and the Texans believe they'll get a third-round compensatory pick, so why give them away for a 4 and then let the Packers get the third-round pick? Like, if they'd offered a 3, it's okay, bird in the hand. But if 4 is the best you're going to do, I'm okay with keeping him. Because he may have a good year, and the new coach says, hey, you know what? I like this guy. We think he'll stay healthy going forward. We keep.
Oh, God. That'd be the worst thing they could do.
It would be.
That's why I don't want them to keep him. I wish they would have just taken a 4th. Because
I agree, but I'm not just... I mean, I'm with you on that. This is America. This is not supposed to happen. And to go out and riot when your guy doesn't win or stir up a bunch of mischief, let's not do that. You know what? If you're one of those people who are on the fence about it, just think, you know, what's really going to make my life better about this? Not going to change the outcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just try to be cool to each other, even if you disagree.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first 2 hours, miss a little sportsy stuff, miss some election stuff. You miss AJ trying to kill yet another intern.
Why do you say it like that? Why didn't you say you missed the exciting Starburst chewing contest?
Because it was still you trying to kill an intern. He lived. It was funny. It's all good. It's all fun and games until somebody chokes.
President Trump wins Kentucky.
Now
it's over.
Did they close the poll?
Stop the fight! Stop the fight!
Okay.
It's over!
How did they know this when the polls closed 4 minutes ago?
It's over.
I mean, I'm guessing they just know he's going to win Kentucky, but, I mean, really? You have all the results in? Or you have
all
enough results after 4 minutes?
Kentucky is dark red. It's, it says here the current score, 8-3.
Eight votes or
eight? No, 8 electoral votes. He got 8 for Kentucky, and Joe Biden got 3 for Vermont. In Vermont.
Okay, so they're just
stop the fight.
Basically, they're just calling the states that they already know. Okay, really? I mean, you could wait a little bit, but there are some people out there who still think that now they've got Biden winning Virginia. Was he supposed to win Virginia?
I don't know. Virginia is one of the swing states.
Okay. Now 16-8. That was a 2-point conversion.
Another swing state is Florida. And right now, at least this thing I'm looking at shows it shows it pink. Currently vote count is 187,000 to 151,000, Trump leading. But that's 3% report.
Yeah, there's a long way to go on that one.
It's early yet, as Fred likes to say.
I just got a text. It says, "Hi, Dorothy. It's Boris with Texas GOP.
I'm voting today.
Urgent. Only a few hours left to vote. TX will go blue tonight if you don't get out now and vote."
Text back and say, "I promise I'll get out and vote tomorrow."
No. I'm not good. I don't want to text them back. But only a few hours. There's, like, for one thing, there's 54 minutes. And, you know, I don't want Texas to go blue. But my vote's going to make all the difference?
Could.
Interesting.
I just started texting back to all the political ones. Thank you, bot. Now enjoy eating your human souls that you deserve. They don't respond after that for some reason.
Someone 3 says, "Can't we look at the election like a football game? We argue and yell at each other and someone wins and we wake up tomorrow hungover and it's all okay." That's how it used to be.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
I just want the news now. I can tell you, I'm already going to be, like, extremely frustrated because I want the news already.
But that,
and I know it's not even going to be here like by the end of the night.
I mean, even by midnight, you're still going to be like, oh, Florida is still in play. It's going to come down to Dade County. It's the same thing every time. Every time. Slopez, bold prediction, but I think the guy with more electoral votes wins.
That's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want it to be over.
Now, it does say there's a list of states that each is expected to win easily, states expected to win narrowly, and toss-up states.
Okay.
So
help me out with that.
Biden was expected to win Vermont easily.
Okay.
And it's already counted as blue.
Which,
and this is according to the failing New York Times.
The failing New York Times.
Kentucky was Trump expected to win easily, and they're reporting 14%, but they feel good enough to say it's over. Currently, the only toss-up state that's getting any action right now is Florida, and that's, I just told you, Trump is up right now, currently up 7%. And they're early in reporting. So
okay. Leroy, Fred is the winner of this. Go to the BCF playoff. No, this is the BCS playoff.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is the championship match.
Mm. Well, maybe. Because you know what's going to happen on the 1% chance that Biden wins. And then like a month from now, he's like, oh, I'm too old to do this. It's going to be like getting disqualified and having the other one be president.
Yeah.
Who I cannot stand. I can't believe he picked that person to run with him. But I'm not allowed to say anything because she's a woman. I'm not allowed to say that I think she's horrible at her job and she'd make a terrible president because she's female.
What would be any different than the two people currently running?
It's, the one before her, either. I don't know. So I said, did the Green Party guy even campaign? I saw some Joe stuff.
No, he didn't campaign. He basically just rolled the helmet out.
Yeah, I honestly did not know that they'd made the ballot here. It wouldn't have mattered. I wouldn't have voted for him.
Yeah.
But I didn't know until I looked at the ballot, and I'd studied everything else. I didn't really feel like I needed to study the presidential election. But
as a libertarian, I get really mad at the Green Party guys for trying to steal, because I say they're stealing Joe's votes. So a vote for a Green Party is basically a vote for a Democrat or Republican in my mind. Doesn't work that way. No.
That's just like both of them say, you know, your vote is for the other party.
All the news you're going to get right now says race too early to call.
No,
it's been 10 minutes. Oh, look at all those gold states. The libertarians having their way, it looks like. Right, Aaron?
I don't think that's what
Texas is gold, baby.
I don't think that's what it means.
No.
Biden is going to get 2017 Astro'd. I'm legitimately scared of that if the guy gets elected. But Trump is challenging the PI call tonight. Yeah, that's good.
The toss-up states, it has listed Florida, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas.
Yeah, I'm not buying Texas.
I'm not buying Texas either.
But I could be wrong.
I would move that into the Trump expected to win narrowly states.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
And, you know, again, I don't know because I think Texas is so different. Like, in the cities themselves, they're going to be very blue. And then everywhere else is going to, once you get outside the Beltway, basically, of all the major cities.
You mean
cities,
to the Dan Crenshaw district belt, like the
gerrymandered
line drawn.
It's not just him that gerrymanders. They all do.
Oh, I know. But
he didn't draw that.
He didn't draw it. I'm not saying he did. That's his district, though.
But once and that's a lot of people. So once you get outside of that, it goes very red. I think it's very red, mostly to our east when we were in Beaumont. I think it's a very red area. And
I did see today, though, that if Harris County were a state, it would be the 25th most populous state.
Yeah, I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I couldn't believe.
A lot of people live in here. Yeah, some of y'all need to move.
Yeah.
Go away. Go back to where you came from.
Yeah, why don't y'all move to Austin? That's what I'm going to tell people from now on.
Move to California.
Yeah, Austin's already ruined.
It's not my problem.
Oh, wait, the polls don't close till 7:30? They're not even closed yet, and they're calling these things. That's just
the
crazy.
The next polls.
Oh, okay.
That's Eastern time, too.
Yeah, so it'll be in 18 minutes. But then after 2 minutes, you'll be able to tell us who won.
That's right.
We were asked if Democrats win the Senate. What does that mean if Trump wins? I like it when one party has the House and Senate and the other one has the presidency, because at least the gridlock is palpable.
Yeah.
As opposed to pretend gridlock, which is the rest of the time. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5,
92.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. We were asking, are you watching the CNN feed or the local news feed? Fox News, baby!
Yeah, we don't want y'all calling us libtards or whatever you're going to call us.
Fox News, baby! It's weird that a Fox News correspondent is wearing a mask, though. It looks like a Boomer Naturals. Looks like a nice mask. Let's take a call. Shannon, what's up?
Hey, fellas, what's up? Stay with me here, because I understand that it's tumultuous times right now in the political world, and we need a lot of healing right now. So let's throw it back to the NFL, where a lot of healing can happen. Jerry Jones is in need of a quarterback. He says Ben Nijucci, or whatever his name is just not gonna. It's not gonna happen.
He doesn't believe in the Nuge. So,
let's make a call and see if Colin Kaepernick would like to come down and play for America's team, and we'll heal America right here with the NFL, Jerry Jones, and the NFL.
Here's the thing: the Cowboys don't need a quarterback. At this point, and I know, Fred, you disagree with me. I mean, don't you think the way they looked against the Eagles lets you know that team isn't going to compete? Like,
well, I got a third-string quarterback in, man, and they still were in the damn game. The Eagles were awful. I think
the best thing that can happen is the Cowboys don't win another game this year, have a top-five pick, and then have the option to either trade Dak Prescott or re-sign Dak Prescott. Or draft a new quarterback. Like, you've got a bunch of options if that happens.
The problem is, even if they keep trotting out this third-string guy, they're not going to go the rest of the year without winning a game.
I mean,
look at the other teams in there. I mean, you watched the Giants last night. The Giants
looked worlds better than the Cowboys and the Eagles looked.
But the
Redskins didn't lose this weekend.
That's true.
I mean, the football team didn't lose. Sorry.
Yeah, stop. Cancel you. Cancel Hoffman. Again, I just don't think
on election day, no less.
I don't think they're going to be bad enough. And
make sure you bleep that out in stupid stuff and in the podcast and stuff. The Washington football team.
I still like Washington FC the best.
I like Washington football players conglomerate.
Yes. Leroy says, it's got to be a new segment, Cancel Hoffman. It happens.
Listen, those segments aren't, they're not hard to find, bro.
Steeler fan canceled him yesterday. Responsible adult canceled him with the Starburst. And now everybody's canceling him because of the Washington FC. So, I'm sorry. Mama named him Redskin. I'm going to call him Redskin. Is that Trading Places? Is that what that was from?
I think it was.
Yeah. You know, it's so weird, because I was telling you yesterday, I was watching that really bad Sofia Coppola movie, but Bill Murray was fun in it. It's amazing how you go back and look at a guy's career like that, and like Eddie Murphy, and those stretches, and I'll throw Adam Sandler in there too. They'd had a stretch of about 5 or 6 years where every movie they made was hilarious. And then it was Coming to America. That's what it was, not Trading Places.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, and And then all of a sudden, nothing.
Jerome is the one who says that the most.
What's that?
Mama called him?
No, oh,
yeah.
Call him. Yeah. Oh. And apparently they're going to, yeah. Yeah. A bunch of people tell me coming to America. So, which that movie was hilarious. One of my favorite scenes. Remember who was trying to rob the McDowells?
God, I haven't seen that movie in probably 15 years.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Was it?
Yeah. It was Samuel L. trying to rob the store.
Oh, boy. I mean, I need to rewatch that.
You know what? It holds up well.
It'd be a good thing to introduce my kids to.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and then, you know, I think Trading Places holds up well. H-Town Hooligan asks, is it bad that I'm a Republican, but I like Bill Maher a lot? LOL. You know what I'll say about Bill Maher? He's not afraid to call out the Democrats,
no,
which I appreciate.
I do too.
I mean, he's far too left for me in general, but there's other things. Like he's been wanting to open things up for a while. He thinks it's ridiculous that it took so long for him to have crowds back in his place. And the other thing he got on him for is that there are actual people out there writing books. I saw this week on there about how riots are a good thing. And he's like, this is bleeping ridiculous. And, you know, if you're on that side of the party or that side of the spectrum and you don't understand why people think you're lunatics, it's stuff like that. And at least he'll call them out. And I also like that he has a lot of right-wing guys on there. He does good interviews with them. And, yeah, I think I enjoy his show most of the time. It depends on the panel. Like, if he's got a panel that's too slanted, maybe he doesn't have, like, the best ones he has usually, like, two left-wingers and a right-winger. And sometimes he'll have two right-wingers, and it's balanced out. Now, right now, he's only got two people in there. But I think when he has that, those are good panels. But when he has panels where it's just
all his buddies.
Yeah, yeah. Those suck. But it's not a bad show, no matter what side you're on. But you just know going in, there's some stuff he's just very liberal about. And but he's also not afraid to call out his own party, which I appreciate. So, okay, 832. Bill Maher also wished for recession to help get Trump out of office. He's a comedian. Okay, you guys, and this is the other thing, you're gonna pull one thing out, and this is a problem with everybody on either side. Like, I say something nice about the guy, or you know, it's specifically with a caveat, and you got to pull that out. And you know what? Yeah, great, great. He's a comedian. He's making jokes. Specifically, wish for a. You know, if you don't, you know, quit reading the damn headlines. Please just quit reading the headlines and commenting on a person. Read the whole damn story. He also got kicked out of a college for making Islamic jokes, which, you know, but he's also on his show said very specifically, why aren't we calling these Islamic terrorists what they are, Islamic terrorists? That's not very left wing.
I'm against all terrorists.
I'm against all terrorists. And
why'd you hesitate?
Well, I'm against Islamic terrorists specifically.
Okay.
Was not a joke. Watch the video. Hey, Chief, I don't care, all right? I don't care. If you're picking one thing out and you don't like a guy, great. Don't watch it. So,
it's weird that people watch or, like, listen on podcast and then they live tweet me things.
Yeah,
it always throws me off. Hours ago.
Yeah, it always throws me off.
Like, yes, Laramie Tunsil and Ronnie Stanley were in the 2016 draft. Thank you, person who answered my question from 2 hours ago.
And Leroy, I know you're doing one side too, but he says these conservatives are always the first to say people are too sensitive when it comes to jokes, but then they get triggered by stuff like that. Absolutely, you both do. That's the problem with both of you. That's the problem. It's like, oh, this guy said this. See, and you know what? I'm going to defend Trump here for a minute. Okay?
Just to
mix it up. Because everybody, oh, can you believe he said this? Can you believe he said this? Oh, this guy's terrible. But nobody's really gone and looked at, okay, there's a few things that he did okay. Accidentally unplugged my headphones so I can't hear myself. But nobody will ever admit
you
that.
You weren't saying anything just, relevant anyway.
Yeah, well, fine. Okay, talk so I fit while I fix it.
It's much fun.
Since your stuff is so intelligent. Let's shove 25 Starbursts in a guy's mouth.
I mean, yeah, that was pretty good. You're right. That was pretty good.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Some places are calling Virginia and some aren't.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's too early.
But if Fox News is calling states for Biden, that makes me think that, well.
I don't know, man. I don't trust.
They're trying to get that Trump number a little bit higher so they can hammer a ticket real
Maybe
quick.
Maybe so. Maybe that's the move.
I'm okay with that if they want to do that. It's Fox News. So
what's the live odds? You got an updated number?
Well, let me check.
I mean, it's got to be moving, right?
Yeah.
As the results
let me check on website number one first.
My bookie still has it +35.
Okay, so they've got a bunch of Trump money.
Because was Virginia? I mean, Virginia was like a. I don't know if it was a toss-up state, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't
a slam dunk.
I thought it was. I thought that one was going to. I don't know.
How about this, Fred? What? Bet online. There was 185 earlier, +175 now.
Yeah, it's still 165 on BetUSR. Biden -230.
I've got Biden -205.
Mm, not for me.
No.
Some of my favorite ones, though. Like if you. You see what Texas is right now on here, because that number keeps coming down. Well, now it's back to -500.
For
Trump to win Texas.
The value sucked out of that.
Which
number,
one is that?
Fred.
Texas.
No, but what website are you on?
BetUSR Racing.
Okay, my bookie has it as -600 for Texas.
Oh, I got to check my site here then.
If you think Trump is going to come from behind and win the Virginia one, +700.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Oh, now here's a good prop.
Yeah.
Will Melania divorce Donald if he loses the election? Must file for divorce by November 3rd, 2021. No, -500. Yes, +300.
I might throw some yes in there.
That's good value.
So
man.
Hey, what are the?
I've long said she's looking to get out of this thing.
Oh
she's
yeah,
waiting until it's over, and
so
it may not be that.
Give me the
fast.
Coin flip states, because here's a thought: I might just take the dog in every coin flip state.
Okay. Let me pull them back up here,
because Florida is one of them, right?
Florida is one.
Biden +170.
Ooh.
Arizona, Biden +105.
Yeah. Okay. What else we got? And Texas is, don't put Texas on that list.
Georgia, Biden +120.
Georgia, +105
Here's
on my side.
The failing New York Times. This is the numbers. This is the states that they say are, toss up states.
Okay.
Florida is, who's the favorite there?
Trump -250, Biden +170.
Okay. What about Georgia?
Georgia, Trump -145, Biden +105.
Iowa,
Trump -400, Biden +250.
Ooh, North Carolina.
Let's see, scrolling down. North Carolina is -160 Trump, +120 for Biden.
It sounds like he's going to win every one of these states.
Well, if he is, how in the hell is he the...
What about Ohio?
How is he the dog? He's -300 in Ohio, Biden +200.
There's something fishy going on.
Yeah, I gotta think so.
Because the other toss-up state is Texas.
Yeah, and he's not winning Texas.
I will say...
So, like, I mean, if that happens, if he wins all the states he's favored in, then Trump wins the election.
The problem is all the states that Biden is expected to win, like, it's the states where people live. Aside from Texas, like California and New York are in the Biden expected to easily win. The biggest state in Trump expected to easily win is probably Tennessee. So the slam dunks in Biden's favor, probably
Florida's bigger than Tennessee,
but Florida's a toss up state.
Nah, I don't know. I'm
saying the ones,
but I'm talking about based on betting. It's not.
Oh no.
And guess what? They've already got the 2024 presidential election odds up. You know,
hell yes. Kanye. Con the Louis Vuitton Don.
Kanye plus 5,000.
All right, baby. Joe Jorgensen as his vice president.
I did not make the list. Alexandria's, okay, oh. whatever, plus 300. Biden okay. plus 300. Harris plus 350.
What about Alexander Jones?
Not on the list.
Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban plus 5,000.
Joe Rogan?
Not on the list. Elon Musk plus 7,500. You know, they should have Trump on here in case he doesn't win this. He'll run again in 4 years.
Keep coming back.
Yeah.
Trump Jr.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Two roads, take me home.
Come on, Fred. Give it to me.
To the place.
Belt it out there.
I belong. West Virginia. Mountain mama.
Oh, God bless
take
you, John.
Me home. Country roads.
Dead. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Hey, we play West Virginia, country home, West Virginia. Because the fight's over in West Virginia. Donald Trump has won the battle for West Virginia. Long thought to be a battleground state. There's a lot of progressive liberal coal miners there. And they were like, you know what? We are not going to stand for Trump taking over our lands. But they lost. At the end of the day, they lost. They lost.
And
so
the liberals have been vanquished.
Yeah. See you, West Virginia libs.
And you know why?
See you.
Life is old there. Older than the trees. Younger than the mountains, though.
That's true. Blowing everything's like younger than the mountains. Hey, couple things. First of all, let's do caller five right now. Right now. So sorry if you're listening on the stream or some other method. This is for the people who are listening right this moment. Caller five, $25 to Black Bear Diners. I gave two of those away last week, and I have two more, so I'll give away one here. And I'll make sure and give one away tomorrow. Make sure he knows to give that to Esme. And then on Friday, from 2 to 5, down in the parking lot here at our building, outside 5353 West Alabama. The 5373 sign?
I think so. I'll have to check the email again.
Same parking lot, whatever. Come give blood. And obviously, you're going to help some people who are in need. And when you give blood, you'll get a free COVID-19 antibody test. So come on out. Galleria Aesthetics is the place to do that. Thank you for that moment, Fred.
Okay. So can we go out with the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version?
I guess.
Let the people choose?
Yeah, but yeah, you can't. That's old school, baby. You can't step on old school.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. So are we talking esports? You know, there's an undefeated team in the NFL.
Yeah, we talked about them yesterday.
Yeah, we spent an hour on them. So
I talked about how overrated they are, so you can be mad about that.
Yeah, go back and listen to hour one yesterday podcast. Boom,
they're probably going to be 10-0, and I'll bet against them on Thanksgiving.
You'll never learn, AJ.
Write it down in your notebook.
You'll never learn.
Nope.
Oh, boy. So who's the 70% there? What is that?
That's Trump.
Okay.
That was back in 2016. That was Trump versus Clinton.
Oh.
2020.
That's like?
But it's going county by county,
okay,
too.
Okay, but time out. You know what that's like? That's like you're watching a baseball game, and they show the replay of a guy hitting a home run when he comes up to bat, and you look down for a second. Oh, he hit a home run. Oh, damn. It's like Trump looks like he's winning the hell out of it. No, that was Hillary.
Yeah, this is Florida's a weird state. I never know what they're going to do. Because part of Florida is like, if part of Florida, let's face it, is basically like Alabama and Mississippi.
Yeah, and then part of
Florida is like this you know, young, hip, almost like a Vegas on the beach.
Nah, they're a bunch of foreigners.
Man, but that too.
Yeah. A bunch of foreigners, don't want them. Well, hell, Texas is five different states. Let's be honest.
True,
we have almost as many people here as they have in all of Canada. I mean, everything's so spread out here. You really think Houston and Odessa are anything alike?
They're exactly the same.
Okay.
Exactly the same. Do you think Virginia and West Virginia are upset with each other because they voted differently?
Well, I think
they should draw a line between those two states. Just draw the line. Say you're either with us or against us.
They do have a line between the states.
Oh, that's weird. Who would have thought?
So we don't mingle with those people from West Virginia.
Western Virginians.
No, those fellas, they got their problems. Well, we're much better than they are.
I'm wondering when I'm going to get to a, like, what point am I going to get to that I go, okay, yeah, this looks like it's going to be, like, what number of electoral votes can be locked in, then I'll go, yeah, I can see that. The failing New York Times predicts Florida 94% to Trump right now.
94%?
Yep. Because apparently most of what's been counted is the big urban areas. And Biden's leading, but it's a pretty small lead. His margin's 0.9. So, and it just went to 95% Trump. So
I don't understand that stuff when they're like, so-and-so's leading, but yeah.
Well, because like they know what counties they've gotten their ballots back from. Like they know which counties they're reporting. And that's why they were showing like what happened in 2016 in these counties, because certain counties historically vote a certain way.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'd rather them actually report instead of like, oh, this is what we think is going to happen. But it's not realistic. Everybody wants to be the first one to call states. Yep. So, H-Town Hooligan, my family lives in Virginia and are huge Trump supporters, are throwing a fit right now that it went Democrat.
They live where?
Virginia.
Oh.
Now, we don't cotton to those Democrats around here, sir.
Well, they do now. They do now. And now the only states, there's only four states wrapped up, so they're still like talking about those same four states.
Yeah, well, if you're wrapped up, you're done. We don't care.
It's over.
Yeah. Start talking about some of those Dixiecrat states.
That's right.
Some of those fellas of the South. See where they're going.
Oh, I bet everyone in the South is disappointed with Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I hate watching this stuff, and I know I'm going to be stuck. You know, when I get home, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on some headphones. I'm going to listen to some Van Halen.
I wish I could tell myself I'm going to do that, but I'm going to be watching.
Well, the TV will be on because I can't.
How great would it be if, like, Mississippi State or Mississippi gets Virginia in a bowl game this year?
Not going to be Mississippi State.
Yeah, Mississippi State's not going to a bowl game.
Everybody else is sick, they will.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
They have, what, 38 games they have to fill now?
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, 38 games.
Wisconsin not playing again this week.
Nope.
They need to cancel their season.
Well,
the
thing is, what are they going to do, wind up with seven games?
Yeah.
They have to get six to be qualified for the playoff.
Okay, they'll make it.
Or to be qualified for, I guess, the Big Ten championship.
Nobody's beaten Ohio State. So, I don't think it matters. Of course,
not even Wisconsin.
Guess what? We haven't seen Wisconsin, so I have no way of knowing.
We saw them once.
Yeah, that's true.
Put up a million points with a rookie or a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like Wisconsin is always going to do what Wisconsin always does. They're going to play Ohio State and get drilled. So, oh, boy. I don't. Oh. You know what? I didn't even see that on there. Because now I got to go back and find it.
You got to find what?
I've got to find. Well,
you know that read, don't you?
Well, I
could do that read.
I know that read, but I actually closed my live read copy because I thought I was done because I misread it. But I'm not because
what
I got
dope.
I got to tell you about Harry's and how I shave every day now with Harry's, and their new razors last so much longer. And guess what? They didn't raise the price. They made it better, and they didn't raise the price. They're still as low as $2 each.
And they've got a German factory that's been honing razor blades for 100 years. And they've got a 100% quality guarantee. You can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. Well, if you don't like it, you get your $3 back. You can also get it in grocery stores, drug stores, all those places now. You'll always find Harry's. And once you switch, you will not go back. And they're available wherever you shop. They're drug, grocery stores. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. Or how about this? If you like to shop online, and most of us do these days, Harry's has a great offer for listeners. New customers can get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, let me tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Now, maybe you're a person who owns your home, and you might not even know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance. I certainly didn't know what I was paying for mine, and now I feel foolish because had I gotten with TGS sooner, I could have been saving a lot more money. And I saved over $1,000 a year on my homeowner's insurance. So every year that I wasn't with TGS, I was paying too much, $1,000 too much. Graham here, $2,600 he's saving with TGS. And it's so simple. All you've got to do is send a text message. You text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back, ask for your address. You send that back. They're going to send you a firm quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. It could not get easier, guys. And here's the great part. You don't have to deal with your old insurance company. They're going to take care of that. They're going to get you out of your old policy, get you refunded on that because that's the law. They've got to refund you and get you started saving money right away. Once again, text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. I mean, this whole show could be Hey Man Bleep That.
Yeah.
But
you said the odds are dropping on Trump.
Told you guys.
You're looking like a genius,
been
Fred.
Telling you for 2 weeks, and all these political pundits. Oh, and by the way, text, you don't know anything about politics. Yeah, wait, when I cash that ticket, you can kneel before Zod.
Didn't you say the limit was like $100?
I got it for 400, I think.
Oh,
because I did 200 on each side.
Okay.
So at the time when I bet it, it was 200 was the limit. Now it's
I was going to say, you can't say kneel before Zod for like $160.
No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be, you know.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be $320. But it's more important. You know what? The money doesn't matter. It's me being right about my prediction.
All right, Zod.
And telling you this. So, yes, kneel before Zod.
All right, Zod.
Let's do Hey Man Bleep That.
All right. I'll go first. Listen, there's some things I get that, like, people give away their old stuff. And like a lot of people, when they were stuck in lockdown, they cleared out a bunch of stuff. And people feel guilty about throwing things away because there's people in need out there, clothes, shoes, whatever. One thing that's not in need, there's a group in London of people who give away their old stuff, which, by the way, I don't know that in Corona times I want, like, used towels and things like that. But in the bag of stuff that this guy got, there was a vibrator.
Oh, well, you know what? If it's been disinfected and...
I don't know. That's something I feel like you shouldn't pass on to other people. There's some things that you draw the line at, like, you can't use that.
It's no different than having a threesome. Somebody else is using it.
It's a little bit different. I don't know. But
you can disinfect that. You can't disinfect a penis in the middle of a threesome.
That's true. But to passing your vibrators on to the homeless, I say, hey, man, that. No wonder Rona's still spreading rapidly in Europe.
Mine is you know, I basically sent out a tweet today, you know, which was my political statement, and I already talked about it earlier in the show, but I got two emails, one from friends of mine on each side, and they both said the exact same thing. If you don't like the two-party system here, why don't you move to Canada? Which is one of my favorite things, because you know what? I could move to Canada. I could, and then I wouldn't have to deal with you guys. But the difference is, unlike people who just bitch about everything, I want to change things here. I want to make America better. I want to be a part of the change. And yes, it's not going to happen on a national level. I get that. I don't have that kind of reach. But we can do it on a local level. And I'm going to continue preaching that. And I'm going to continue doing that. And if you think the answer is just move away and abandon the country you grew up in and you love, I got one thing for you. Hey, man, fuck that.
Mine is also election related, as probably will be again next week, because I have a feeling we're still going to be bitching and griping and yelling about this crap in a week from now. For the last several days now, every TV station, every social media outlet, everywhere you look, they say this is the most important election in the history of the United States. Every single election is important.
Yeah, they're all important
in the United States. We're not going to single one out as more important. The next election is the most important. So yes, this one's important. 2 years from now, when we have to go through senators and crap like that, that's just as important. Because it's something you should be taking serious of. Who are you picking to lead the country? No matter if you like it or not, if you want to sit out because you don't like the choices, that's fine. But you can't say that this one election is the most serious in the history of time and then go, oh, but next time it's going to be okay.
Right. Next time it'll be
it's just going to be a walk in the park next time.
It'll be a low leverage election next time.
Yeah. So, not putting too much weight, or I guess not enough weight, on future elections, on every election. Hey, man, fuck that.
Yeah, but that's every time. Oh, this is the most important. Except when actually, well.
No, I feel like the last two elections have gotten much more heavy of, well, this, if this doesn't happen this time, everybody's going to die.
Well, everybody's going to die anyway because of the Rona. It doesn't matter who gets elected.
It's gone tomorrow, Fred. You wake up, there is no masks anymore.
Yeah.
There's going to be a mask bonfire in the middle of Discovery Green tomorrow.
Well, I think
oh, great. Burn down the entire Discovery Green. Yeah, that's real good use of the environment there.
I think where Trump really won this thing was when he said that we won't have 4th of July. And that last minute push of all those ads, it was like, 4th of July will be gone. People were like, what? Oh, hell no. And they got out and voted because we need the 4th of July.
Because we need that hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
We need barbecuing.
Yes. I like watching my neighbor blow off a finger. Yeah.
Yeah.
We like fireworks.
I'm not going to let you take away beer, our Independence Day,
and
Joe
fire
Biden.
Fire trucks and gladiators and ninjas.
Honestly, that's why I didn't vote for Joe Biden. I was going to, and then I heard that, and I was like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because I asked Biden about it, and he said, yeah. Oh, well. I mean, this is almost exactly, actually, it's turning faster this time than it did last time. But this is exactly what happened last time on the betting. So I'm just telling you, I'm none of you are ever going to be allowed to question my political acumen.
I'll be pretty impressed. Because like I said, I thought you had good value, but I didn't think it was a winning ticket.
No.
If it's a winning ticket with good value, I'll be really. Although now I don't know, you could have got +185 if you'd waited a little longer.
Yeah, I feel like I made the bet at the right time, and you know that was the price I was looking for. Well, it's actually a
closing
little more.
Line value is what you're looking for, Fred.
Yeah, well, I should have hit it at 185 again today, but you know I'm only invested in this for the fun. Yeah, it just to say I was right.
It's for pride.
Yeah, I mean it's not like honestly I'm gonna put 5 times the money through the windows this weekend for the Breeders' Cup. But, you know, I saw the number. I bought the number. And, yeah, I think I've got – I think I take it back. I think I've got 400 on one side and 200 on the other because I think the max was 400 at the time.
You're very rich.
But now they're taking everything. They're taking like – it's like early football lines. You can only bet so much on them. And so, yeah, maybe I should have waited until today and got the 185 and unloaded. But I still don't – you know, I still don't know. Because, you know, as you know, I don't go into victory dances until the race is official.
You're already victory dancing.
I'm just having...
You said kneel before Zod.
I did, because I just wanted to trot that line out. I said, if I wind up being right, you will have to kneel before Zod. I'm not...
You said when I'm right.
Okay, when I'm right, fine. Oh, if I'm right. I'm not projecting myself as a winner yet. I'm having fun. It's just, it is trending towards that. But from a betting perspective, I still don't know, man. And I don't want to be up all night trying to figure it out. I really don't. But we'll see. That's what we're going to have to do. Next poll's closing. Florida and PA. All right. Well, hopefully we'll be able to get back to some sports tomorrow, but who knows? There may not be a
World Cup. Action tomorrow, baby.
Oh, yeah,
As long as there's still a World tomorrow, there's going to be Maction.
I think there'll be a World.
Okay. Then I think there'll be Maction tomorrow, baby.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well,
including a team who has over 60% of their roster as freshmen.
Oh.
Is that a team you'd want to bet on or against?
No, especially when no games so far.
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. And there's a team who's got like 60% seniors. Something ridiculous. I think it was like 32 or 33 seniors back on the team.
How's their offensive line?
Very strong.
There you go. That's one of the things I've been looking at early, is who has veteran offensive lines. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope America. Everybody survives. You know what? Till tomorrow, stay Rona free and election free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.